Let's head to the ACT now, where the nation's capital is staring down the worst fire conditions it's seen since the 2003 bushfires. Overnight, the Auroral Valley fire to the south of Canberra was downgraded to a watch and act warning, but extreme conditions today are expected to again intensify the threat. Our reporter Georgia Hitch spoke to some of the residents in the affected areas.
A giant plume of smoke can be seen across Canberra. But as you drive into the Tuggeranong Valley in the city's south, the scale of the fire over nearby ridges is clear.
Pretty terrifying, especially at nighttime when you can see the red flames and stuff on the mountain. It's actually quite scary.
Brianna Toes has lived in Canberra South all her life.
Every time the fires are elsewhere, you hear about it on the radio and you see photos, and it is quite sad. But I think actually being able to see the fire yourself and see the smoke and being fully immersed in the situation is a whole nother level, and you can actually see why people are getting quite anxious about this fire season.
The ACT is the driest it's been in decades, including in the rugged Nemadji National Park in the Territory South where the fire started. The blaze is exactly what authorities have spent the season dreading. Only a small part of the firefront is accessible, and it's spreading so quickly there's already a new fire to the east. And it could get worse. Temperatures are set to hit 40 degrees in the capital today with gusty winds.
How are you feeling about the conditions this weekend?
Very nervous, definitely nervous.
Stuart has lived in the area for 35 years.
How are you feeling ahead of the next couple of days?
Well, it's just a wait and see. It's now in the lap of the gods as to which way the wind's going to blow.
While the firefront is still away from the urban area, residents are being warned to stay alert for falling embers and potential spot fires. But it's a different story 15 minutes further south in the small town of Thawa Village, which has now been cut off to the public. Kevin Jeffrey is the president of the Thawa Community Association.
Most villages are still here. We've all got our pumps, our tanks and our water and we've cleaned up everything we need to clean up.
Thawa is dangerously close to the northeastern front of the fire. And Kevin Jeffrey says regardless of which way the wind blows, they're not out of danger.
The wind isn't even in there down in the tree level. It's just burning, the next tree and the next tree. That's a thing that'll happen. What I can tell, and I haven't gone to the fire experts for this, but that's what we're seeing, is that it's because the trees are so close together and they're all almost dead.
Conditions should begin to ease on Sunday, with cool change continuing into next week.
Georgia Hitch reporting there.